Marriages are exciting, and the most exciting is the marriage of the Lamb. We read about this in Revelation 4. The first thing that happens after the rapture is the judgment seat of Christ, where we receive our rewards for our service. The second thing that will take place is the marriage of the Lamb, that is Christ. This is known in Scripture as the marriage supper. Who's the bride? The church, that is, all of the Christians of all the churches, the believers, the born-again ones. Who's the bridegroom? Christ. Who are the guests? The Old Testament believers. Now, look at the signs. It's written in verse 5, "And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." What signs were displayed when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments? Exodus 19:16 says, "Thunders and lightnings." Why? They are symbols of judgment. The rainbow spoke of God protecting the believers. The lightnings and thunders spoke of God pouring out his wrath on the unbelievers. Verse 5 continues, "There were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." There aren't seven different spirits, but this speaks of the sevenfold fullness of completeness of the Spirit. He's called the Comforter, but he's also called the Spirit of Judgment and the Spirit of Burning in Isaiah 4:4. He too executes judgment. Verse 6 says, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal." Verse 6 continues, "Round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind." The word beasts should be translated living creatures. They're creatures of the highest order. They're cherubim. Satan, before his fall, was one of this order. At that time, he was called Lucifer. Ezekiel 28:14 says of him, "Thou art the cherub who was set apart to protect." He was set by God in some authority connected with God's government. He was the most beautiful, the wisest, the most musical, the most outstanding. But he became puffed up with pride and he fell. Then he became Satan. These four living creatures are full of eyes. That's to say, they could see all things with perfect accuracy. Nothing is hidden from them. And these cherubim are ever watchful to give praise to God. Verse 7 says, "And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle." Remember this, these are not monstrosities. There are no monstrosities in heaven. These are symbols. Throughout all history, these symbols have been used to portray various characteristics of our Lord. Matthew shows Jesus as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Mark shows Jesus as an ox, a servant of all. Luke portrays Jesus as the man above all men. John shows Jesus as the eagle, for the eagle flies highest, and the book of John reaches the highest heights of thought. These four creatures symbolize another study: the lion, the wildlife; the calf, the domestic animal life; man, the human life, the eagle, bird life. The pagans worship them. Here they're not seen as gods, but as creatures worshiping God. This suggests that all nature is subject to God. He's sovereign in every area of life. Verse 8 says, they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When do they praise God? Day and night. How little we praise Him here. The world would doubt God less if we'd praise Him more. A Christian farmer was asked to dine with a gentleman of the city. The farmer, according to his custom, gave thanks. The host laughed. That's old-fashioned. It's not customary nowadays for educated people to give thanks to God before they eat, replied the farmer. I have some on my farm who don't give thanks. Say, said the businessman, they're sensible. Who are they? My pigs, said the Christian farmer. These living creatures praised God for His holiness. Back of our word holiness is the idea of difference. It signifies that which is different. It's separated from the common things. It's of another order. That's true of God. He's different from man. That's why we pray to Him and praise Him. They praised Him for His omnipotence. He's the Lord God Almighty. Rulers on earth have great power. God is all-powerful. There's no prayer He can't answer, no problem He can't solve, no need He can't supply, no misery He can't relieve, no habit He can't break, no sickness He can't heal, no sinner He can't save. They praised Him for His everlastingness. Rulers come and go, but our Redeemer is eternal. God lasts forever. Man may tear down churches and burn Bibles and kill Christians, but God goes marching on. Verse 10 says in the last phrase, they cast down their crowns before the throne. Who did? The 24 elders. Christians are promised crowns. When do the Christians receive them? At the Lord's return. What do they do with them? Cast them at God's feet. Don't you want to win these crowns and lay them at His feet?